Haydn's day, composers did not yet inflict on the listener their deepest personal emotions. This only came about with Beethoven. In general, the themes are lovely, they are ingratiating, but they don't ask you to wallow in agony and despair. For instance, when we come to the second movement, we have this lovely theme. And then Haydn does what became the most popular form of slow movement, a set of variations. Again, the variations don't ask too much of you in the sense of emotional or intellectual participation.